From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I was listening to a new track by The Fireman, not a particularly great name for a band, but I was enthralled by the tune, and then it clicked. It was Paul McCartney. Years ago, back in 1993, McCartney used the moniker The Fireman to put out electronic dance music. He worked with a producer known as Youth. Youth is a member of the band Killing Joke. The past Fireman projects were wordless, ambient dance tracks. This one's different. McCartney went into the studio without any material and recorded 14 songs in 14 days, playing all the instruments and singing on the newly written songs. From the tracks I've been able to hear, it's inspired. This song is called Sing the Changes. That's Paul McCartney, along with producer Youth, known together as The Fireman. The CD Electric Arguments comes out on the 25th of November. The Gallagher brothers, Liam and Noel, also known as Oasis, have a new record, and from a band that's had its ups and downs, this one is one of its ups. The sound on this record is huge. Colossal is the way Noel describes it. The CD's called Dig Out Your Soul, and this song's called To Be Where There's Life. Oasis, their new CD, recorded at Abbey Road Studio. It's the first for their new label, Reprise. Tell others what you think of this song or any other songs we play on the show. We now make it easy to post your thoughts. Go to npr.org/allsongs. A geeky scientist in a bathrobe and a tie fills the cover of a new record by Simon Bookish. Simon Bookish is the pseudonym of a London-based composer, Leo Chadburn. This music feels like a mix of Philip Glass and David Bowie and maybe Patrick Wolfe. I'm on the fence about this record. My first lesson, I was enthralled. The next time, I felt overwhelmed. But I was fascinated both times. Previous records by Simon Bookish were all synthesizer-based. This one's filled with piano, brass, a harp, and I think I even hear a Farfisa organ. From the CD Everything/Everything, this is Carbon.
Spaceship Earth is buried under a thick black dust, Buckminster Fuller. Let me shake you by the hand, I must. Quick sketch the scene in charcoal, we're nearly done. Done it. Grind out a diamond before the sun goes supernova. Young man, you amaze me. Architect, visionary. Young man, you amaze me. Eat me, eat me, eat me. Young man, you amaze me. Show me your sweet DNA. Crystalline debris. Show me, show me. Lake Michigan exhibits a meniscus of petrol. Stare into the sun, blinded by the spectral. Grasp hold the diamond, sketching graphite pencils. Print 10,000 copies, you Xerox, you stencils. Young man, you amaze me. Engineer, poet. Young man, you amaze me. Clothe me, kill me. Young man, you amaze me. Show me your sweet DNA. Observing this C60. Show me, show me.
Liked hearing that song again. Simon Bookish is the name used by Leo Chadburn, and the CD's called Everything, and then there's a slash, and the word Everything. Bombazine Black is a stunningly slow and beautiful instrumental project by a band based in Australia. As much as I enjoyed the languid guitar playing on the record, I appreciated the one vocal track the most. It's a song called The Sun Will Set. From the CD Hear the Dreams, this is Bombazine Black.
Water's pouring in.
The songs of Matt Davis and his project called Bombazine Black. The singing is by an artist I've never heard of. His name is Toby Martin. He's a singer for an Australian band called Youth Group. Lovely piece. It's called The Sun Will Set. Here, The Dreams is the CD title. Eric Golden made a great pop record in 1977. He called himself Reckless Eric, and the song was Whole Wide World. It was one of those great Nick Lowe productions on Stiff Records. Lowe played almost all the instruments. Ian Dury played the drums. Ian was the guy that did Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll on Stiff Records. Maybe I need to do a blog post about Stiff Records. Anyway, I forgot about Reckless Eric until this week when the CD came in. It's a collaboration with his new bride, underground pop singer Amy Rigby. I heard the opening track and loved it. It's called Here Comes My Ship.
Electric light.
nighttime turns into night. Here comes the fallout. Here comes the pain. Everlasting panic attack. Ever falling rain. It's such a shame. It's such a shame. It's such a shame. Sunshine turns into rain. Sunshine pours down the drain. It's such a shame. It's such a
from Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby, the song from their new CD is called Here Comes My Ship. The CD is on Stiff Records. Stiff was such an important small label in 1977, at the crest of a new musical wave, the most famous being Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe. The label folded in the middle 80s, but now it's back, and that's one of the first records on the newly resurrected label. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So, we've been doing a series of concerts at my desk. If you missed the live webcast of them, we've been videotaping them and posting them on our website. Go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts. There you'll find our most recent video by Dr. Dog and another performance by our next artist, Kurt Wagner. Kurt Wagner is a songwriter and singer in a Nashville band called Lamb Chop. I think his lyrics are always my strong attraction to that band. Even the song titles tell a story. This one's called Sharing a Gibson with Martin Luther King Jr. No fear.
He fell into a slumber and did not wake until the dawn. To see a band of orange clouds cross the middle of the sky.
From the CD Oh Ohio, the new record by Lamb Chop, that song's called Sharing a Gibson with Martin Luther King Jr. And you can see a video of Kurt Wagner performing a small, intimate concert at my desk at npr.org/tinydeskconcerts, or subscribe to the All Songs Considered live concert podcast. Remember, we have three podcasts. This one, which is our regular weekly show, and it comes out every Monday. Then we have a live concert podcast, full concerts that you can download to your computer. And then there's Second Stage, our daily podcast, one song every weekday by great unknowns, usually unsigned or very small label artists. That's Second Stage. Elf Power is a band based in Athens, Georgia. It's part of a group of friends and musicians known as the Elephant Six Collective. By the way, many of those folks are often scarce, but they've sprung a tour, a surprise tour, on their fans. The tour is called the Holiday Surprise Tour. Our producer, Robin Hilton, a former Athens resident and a big fan of the collective, is heading to Chicago to see them, and I expect a full report in a blog post this week, so keep an eye out for that. Elf Power's made a CD with their friend, and a friend to so many in Athens, songwriter Vic Chestnut. The new record is a series of recordings done in Vic's attic studio over the past year. It's called Dark Developments, and this is a curious tune called The Bilocating Dog.
Bilocating dog. It's the while Auntie Lee was watching her show.
The Bilocating Dog. It's by Elf Power with Vic Chestnut, and the CD's called Dark Developments. And now, something completely different. I'm making this music with an iPod Touch sitting in my hand and a program designed by Brian Eno and Peter Chalvers. I simply put my finger on the screen of the iPod Touch, and these beautiful little circles, like ripples in a pond, appear on the screen, and with them, notes. And these notes slowly repeat over time and then slowly fade away. And the higher on the screen I play, the higher the note. And the lower the note. The program's called Bloom, and it's really quite fun. So any iPhone owners out there, or iPod Touch owners out there, who want to play and make music, lovely music, music to put yourself to sleep to, or to relax, or just have in the background, you should check this out. I'll put a blog post, and you can see how this works online, npr.org/allsongs. For NPR Music, I'll leave you with this. I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.